So our next speaker is Chirag Patel, and he's going to be talking to us about provider adherence to syphilis testing, recommendations for women delivering a stillbirth.
Thank you all. So let's see how providers are keeping up with the guidelines. So let's look at the guidelines first for syphilis testing among stillbirth women. Both CDC and ACOG recommends that all pregnant women should be tested for syphilis at first prenatal visit. According to CDC, if any woman delivers a stillbirth at 20 weeks of gestation or more, she should be tested for syphilis. Our main objective for this study is to evaluate the proportion of women who had a syphilis test within 1 week before and 1 week after stillbirth delivery. We want to compare syphilis testing with other post-stillbirth services such as placental examination and complete blood count. Also, we wanted to estimate the proportion of women who received prenatal syphilis testing prior to stillbirth delivery. So we use market scan Medicaid and commercial claims data from 2012 to 2013. Commercial claims data consists of 40 million people from approximately 100 large employers. Medicaid data involves 7 million beneficiaries from 10 unidentified states. We use enrollment, inpatient and outpatient tables in market scan database. We use variables such as date of service, outpatient inpatient visit date, diagnosis, and procedure codes. Our study population is women aged 15 to 44 who delivered stillbirth in 2013. We identified stillbirth using these ICD-9 codes. We use earliest date of stillbirth diagnosis as date of stillbirth. At the time of delivery is defined as 7 days before and 7 days after the stillbirth. In Medicaid, we have region variable missing, and in commercial claims data, we have race variable missing. So key outcomes assessed here were prenatal syphilis testing, which is within 280 days prior to the date of stillbirth, and syphilis testing, placental examination, and CBC at the time of delivery. All of these services were identified using CPT codes. Using logistic model, we wanted to see the relationship between syphilis testing and prenatal syphilis testing, age groups, region, and race and ethnicity. So let's look at diagnostic testing distribution by age groups. We had 6.5% women in Medicaid and 9.3% women in commercial insurance tested for syphilis at stillbirth delivery. 65.4% of women in Medicaid and 70.1% women in commercial insurance had prenatal syphilis testing. 61.5% of Medicaid and 57.7% of commercial insured women had placental examination, which is one of the recommended tests following a stillbirth delivery. Complete blood count was 31.9% for Medicaid and 37.6% for commercially insured women. We see higher proportion of prenatal syphilis testing in younger age group, and it's reduced in older age group in Medicaid, and we see complete opposite with commercially insured women. In Medicaid, non-Hispanic black population had a higher proportion, and Hispanic population had lower proportions of prenatal syphilis testing and placental examination than white population at the time of stillbirth delivery. compared to national average for commercial insurance, all of these tests were performed in higher proportion in the South than any other region in the U.S. If you look at this chart, the gray bar is for prenatal syphilis test, orange bar is for syphilis test at the time of stillbirth delivery, and the red bar is for women who had neither a prenatal syphilis test nor syphilis test at the time of delivery. For our logistic model in Medicaid, we have syphilis testing at delivery as our dependent variable, and prenatal syphilis tests, age groups, and race and ethnicity as our independent variables. As you can see, women who had a prenatal syphilis test were more likely to be tested for syphilis at the time of delivery with an adjusted odds ratio of 13.8. For commercial claims data, this time we have prenatal syphilis testing, age group, and region as our independent variables. Those women with prenatal syphilis tests were more likely to be tested for syphilis at the time of delivery with an adjusted odds ratio of 10.09. And syphilis testing was more common in South region compared to Northeast region with an adjusted odds ratio of 2.36. Key findings. So now we know that prenatal syphilis testing was suboptimal. Syphilis testing was very low, 6.5% for Medicaid and 9.3% for commercially insured women at stillbirth delivery. So overall, prenatal syphilis testing was significantly higher than syphilis testing at the time of stillbirth delivery, which is good but not great. We like to see more of prenatal syphilis testing at the first prenatal visit. So overall, prenatal syphilis testing was significantly higher. Women with prenatal syphilis testing were more likely to be tested for syphilis at delivery than those not tested for prenatal syphilis, regardless of insurance. 34.3% of women in Medicaid and 29.5% in commercially insured women had neither prenatal syphilis test nor syphilis test at the time of delivery. Also, placental examination and CBC at the time of delivery was suboptimal. For both Medicaid and commercial insurance. Our results show suboptimal prenatal syphilis screening and less than 10% syphilis testing at the time of delivery, indicating CDC and ACOG syphilis testing guidelines aren't fully implemented in hospital settings. When there are 34.3% Medicaid women and 29.5% commercially insured women had neither prenatal syphilis testing nor syphilis testing at delivery, which indicates a quality gap in practice, which would impact congenital syphilis reporting for national surveillance. We see that post-stillbirth workup recommendation made by ACOG were not fully implemented either, with low rates of placental exam, syphilis testing, and CBC. A more consistent protocol for follow-up diagnostic testing after stillbirth delivery and a standardized approach across hospital setting is needed for women with stillbirth. So for our limitation, there could be many factors causing stillbirth, so that in itself is a major limitation for the providers. All stillbirth may not have been captured or documented. There is also a possibility of misclassification of stillbirth versus neonatal deaths. It's a non-random sample, so it can be generalized to all women enrolled in Medicaid and commercial insurance. Claims data have inherent administrative errors. So for conclusion, All providers should make sure all women receive a syphilis test at first prenatal visit. There should be more emphasis to perform post-stillbirth workup that includes syphilis testing as recommended, which would eventually prevent syphilis transmission and improve syphilitic case reporting for the national STD surveillance. I'd like to thank all my colleagues for their contribution in this study. Thank you so much.
Great, we have time for questions if anyone has questions.
Hi, thank you, really interesting. Ryan Murphy, Los Angeles County. I was just curious, I'm not sure what the data lag on the system or on the data you were using is, but do you have any plans to more or less duplicate your analysis again so that we can see if the messaging that I think we're all putting out in the more recent years is maybe having any impact, like a crude way to test it?
Yeah, what we plan to do is use a different data source because there are limitations with administrative claims. So if we have other data sources, we will try to duplicate this similar analysis and see if we can find a similar finding or different.
Yeah, or even just the exact same thing, the exact same way with this one when the newer data is available.
So exactly, yeah.
Comparability over time.
Definitely. Yes.
Hi. Trying to understand this thing about, you know, why if you were tested in prenatal care, you were less likely to be tested. You're more likely to be tested for syphilis at stillbirth. You know, I can imagine there would be consistency of the same provider behavior. If the same provider was taking care of patients, but they're probably showing up in emergency rooms. You know, and so hard to understand how they wouldn't even say, hey, was this woman ever tested for syphilis and with an odds ratio of 10. It leads me to believe there's something funny in the data. You think by random it would just happen sort of by chance that they're selected out for not being tested if they weren't tested during prenatal care. Any thoughts about how you have such a strange kind of relationship here?
We do have some reservation thinking that there may be some deficiencies in the data source. But you know, we will. We are still tapping into some of the reasoning why there was significant differences between prenatal syphilis and syphilis. Hopefully, as we go on, we will continue to explore what are the why are this differences so significant.
Thank you.